Jeremy Bradley here, once again live from Pittsburgh, celebrating Christmas with our friends in the city, and it's brought to you by ShopErnie.com. The holidays are coming, and Ernie and Basil are ready to spread the Christmas cheer with their line of greeting cards. Everyone loves Golden Retrievers, so check out the ShopErnie.com collection. Send some merry greetings at ShopErnie.com. Well, you know what? It's opening night here at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater with the Nutcracker annual performance. I think it's like 16 years or so this has been happening, and Gabrielle is joining me, one of the Sugar Plum Fairy, can I say the star of the show? Can I do that?
Sure. Yeah. Let's say that. Why not?
What a great show. We're just backstage in your dressing room right now. And I got to say, what an incredible performance. And this is one of those shows that you know it as a kid, you know it as an adult, but as an adult, you appreciate it more. Did you follow the story when you were growing up?
Of course. I was a little girl in ballet. So the Nutcracker was kind of the epitome of ballet to me. So I looked up to, actually, the Sugar Plum Fairy was one of my favorites. And so it's pretty amazing that the tables have turned and now I am the one doing the Sugar Plum Fairy. So I feel pretty grateful to be in this position right now.
Let's rewind then. So how long have you been in ballet or just dance in general?
I started when I was 5 and I started doing tap and jazz. And then I started adding in ballet and I sort of just fell in love with ballet. And then I kind of transitioned into just ballet. And so that was probably around 12 or 13, around there.
Can I ask how old you are? Is that not allowed? Am I allowed to ask?
That's okay. I'm 30 now. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, is this your first time in the show? Have you been in the Nutcracker before, or what's your history?
Yes. So I've been in Pittsburgh Ballet Theater for 10 years now. So I've been doing this version of the Nutcracker for all of those years, which is amazing. I love it. And I've kind of grown into a bunch of different roles. So I started out doing, flowers and snowflakes, and then I kind of gradually built my way up and now doing the lead roles.
So. This is a Christmas show. When is it that you actually start rehearsing for it, though?
In November, usually, give or take.
Take us through, like, a rehearsal day. Like, how long are your days? What happens?
So we always start with ballet class, and generally that's at 9:15 to 10:45. And then we have rehearsal from 11 to 2, and then we'll have a lunch break from 2 to 3, and then we rehearse again from 3 till 6. And that's a general day, but when we come into the theater to start rehearsing, we switch over, so we'll start later in the day, around 2, and then have a rehearsal until, 10-ish. Depending on the day.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So it's a little over 2 hours, I think, is the show. Mm-hmm. Is there one scene that you like the best, or one thing that if people are coming here to enjoy the show, like, what's your favorite? What should they watch for?
Well, there's a lot of Pittsburgh things involved in this Nutcracker. There's actually the backdrop of the second act is Kennywood, the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And there's the backdrop of the snow scene is also like a Pittsburgh snowy village, I guess you would say. But Terry wanted to incorporate the city into the ballet because, it's just, it gives it that special touch.
Mm-hmm. Very unique.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be a part of Pittsburgh and be a part of the ballet as well.
Do you have a favorite number in the show?
That's a hard question. They're all so different. I personally do really love the snow scene, though. I think it's so beautiful, just the way everything kind of comes together and just the way the snow falls and all the girls in their tutus and stuff. So
I got to say, it's only snowing in this building, though, because it's raining outside. There's
no
snow here.
That's true.
So if people wanted to check out the show, it's every holiday season. But where can they get more information about the ballet?
You can go to pbt.org and get tickets through the website. And you can see show times and all of that as well.
You guys have a bunch of shows throughout the year, too, so you can check that out. Now, we've got a photo gallery from the show tonight at it's pittsburgh.jbonair.com. Gabrielle, thanks so much. And we got some pictures, by the way, of me teaching you some dance moves. We should tell people
that, too. Perfect.
So check those out. I'm never going to be invited to a, guest star in the show, I can tell you that much.
You never know.
Right.
Actually, sometimes they do have people come in and they guest in the party scene, which is kind of fun.
We've got my audition video that we just did. All right. Well, thanks so much for having us. It's great.
Thank you so much.